Toronto can't say anything anymore. Aaron Judge owns the Blue Jays.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thank you for making us your first listen every day. I'm Stacey Gatsoulias. Today's episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/LockedOnMLB. And when you enter promo code LockedOnMLB, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. With me, as always, is my producer, Steve Granato. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, big series win, 3 of 4, because we're going to talk about that in a second. We also have a preview of this weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds as the boys head out. Fan Mail Friday. It's Friday. So you guys sent in some great questions this week. We're going to be answering them here in our second segment. But first, Stacey, Aaron Judge, my goodness, what a huge series, especially considering the controversy, for our audio listeners, big air quotes on that one, surrounding him. Boy, did he show up and shut him up, really.
Yeah, he showed up, he showed out. It was a lot of fun, and I think he had a lot of fun doing it, especially because of how everything started, because it would have been something if they came up with this fake controversy, here I'm doing big air quotes too, and then he, you know, the rest of the series was quiet and didn't do anything, and he just basically, minus Wednesday, even though Wednesday wasn't a bad game for him, walked all over them.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, he almost had another 2-home run game on Thursday. Series stats, Stacey, 6 for 14 with 4 bombs and a double. And again, almost a 5th homer.
Yeah.
And almost had 2 2-home run games in this series.
Yeah. And 3 walks, 1 intentional, but, you know, just, yeah, he was on base a lot in this series. And there may be a part of him thinking, you know, I kind of want to hit here all the time. I enjoy it. He hit his 32nd home run against the Blue Jays. And I think he's done it in the least amount of games, because I think Jorge Posada hit 31 home runs in about 197. And Judge hit 32 home runs in 102 career games against Toronto. That's just
straight up
crazy.
Bones.
Yeah, he owns them.
I mean, there is nothing else you can say. Remember what I was saying the other day after the big fiasco on the field? Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Right? In this case, box score.
Yeah.
Like, versus stats. You can point to anything, and Aaron Judge won the battle.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
Yeah.
That home run in the first inning, of course, 93-mile-an-hour single from Jose Barrios, a sinker, sorry. I mean, belt high, middle. And I said this the other day, too, Stacey, on that 2-home run game. Seeing him and other Yankees take advantage of mistake pitches is such a welcome sight for an offense that has been struggling to find consistency.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, tonight there were a few holes in the middle of the lineup, but there were, you know, aside from Judge, there were a couple other guys who were hitting that you wanted to see hit. So all around, that was a good game.
Yeah, Volpe went deep as well. And then his near homer in the 6th inning on an overturned call, which was on an overturned call.
Yeah.
So overturnception there. It was like the exact same pitch,
yeah.
Right? It was like maybe a half a baseball more inside, 93-mile-an-hour sinker just under the belt. So it was almost the exact same pitch, and he almost did the exact same thing. It came up maybe, what, 3 inches shy?
Yeah. I mean, he was so close to it. It was kind of hilarious, because when the ball went up in the air, I had to rewind it. I was doing something and I missed it, so I had to rewind and I watched it, and I was like, oh, are you kidding me? I would have laughed so hard if he hit a 2nd home run tonight. I mean,
I thought he did. The second I left the bat, I was like, oh, no way.
Yeah,
come on, dude. Like, this is just getting mean.
it feels like Gleyber against the Orioles in 2019, where he made Gary Thorne's soul leave his body because he hit so many. He hit 13 home runs against them that season, and it just was exhausting for Gary Thorne's. Like, one game he yelled, he's like, throw up 4 fingers. Why are you throwing pitches to this guy?
I remember that.
Yeah.
Stop pitching to him.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this rank for you? Maybe not just this season, but overall Judge memories right now. I mean, this is by, again, all the controversy stuff around it and the accusations for him to show out in this way. Where does this rank for you?
Oh, this is pretty high. Yeah, exactly for that reason, just because of the way the series began and what they were doing to him, because you don't want to hear that stuff about yourself. And that really, like, that's just not nice. And I just, as I said, I'm so glad that he did what he did. I mean, 6-for-14 in a four game series. That's fantastic.
And five of those hits, right?
Extra bases. All
essentially left the yard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Four of them in reality, five of them almost.
And all ridiculous. The home runs were like, you know, they weren't cheapies. The three of them
missiles.
Were dead center. I mean,
absolute bombs.
Amazing.
Let us know where this ranks for you as a Yankees fan in Aaron Judge fandom. Where does this rank for you? Is this like the best thing that he's done in a Yankees uniform? Let us know. Nasty Nestor, Stacey, got off to a much better start. He did give up that solo shot in the first inning. But first 67 pitches, 50 were strikes.
Yeah. I mean, this is the start we've been waiting for a few starts from him. And to do it against this offense, I know Vlad wasn't until later in the game, but still, some of these guys have popped, some of these guys. And it's good to see him have this kind of a bounce back against this kind of an offense. I was very happy with Nestor tonight.
Yeah, pitched into the seventh inning, ended up...
that's the other good thing.
yeah, exactly. Walked the batter, 6 Ks, 2 earned on 5 hits. There was a cool moment and a nice job done by the YES broadcast team and just the whole crew. They showed a quick graphic of Nestor's pitches by comparing him last season to this season. Mm. And it was pretty clear that he was it really pointed out to me what the struggles were. He is just not pinpointing on the outside part of the plate against right-handers and inside on lefties.
Yeah, because that was his, because we talk about it all the time. He doesn't exactly throw hard. So for him, it's where the pitches end up. And that's what he was having the problem with this season. I hope he turns things around. I hope this starts him back onto that, into that direction where he is like the number two starter and pitches like a number two, because, you know, they're still waiting for Rodon to come back. So they need Nestor to step it up.
Yeah, they definitely do. And just wanted to give a quick shout out, I guess. I don't know. Credit to Jose Berríos. His secondary stuff was filthy.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It was working so well. His slurve was ridiculously wiffle ball-y. His changeup got so many swings and misses. Like, he looked really, really good. Like, that's the best version of Jose Berríos right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that mistake in the first, really.
Really,
The two mistakes to Judge, really. Yeah. That was it, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, you can't. It's Judge. Like, you can't even feel
bad about it
because you can't throw pitches that are middle to Aaron Judge because he's just going to crush them.
Any other pitching notes you had, Stacey, for Thursday night's win?
Okay. I will admit that when Aaron Boone went to Ryan Weber, I was a little worried. But Webby, I mean, you know, he was in a bases loaded, no out jam. And only gave up one run. I was impressed with his performance. You know, Vlad comes in to pinch hit. I'm thinking, oh, here we go. It's time for Vlad's first Rogers Center home run of the year. And yeah, I mean, good for him. You know, Yankees are up 3-2 at that point. And I'm thinking, okay, I mean, this could have been a lot worse. They could have broken this game or blown this game open, and they did not. And the Blue Jays were having trouble doing that sort of thing all series, you know, except for the 3-run home run on Wednesday night that won the game. Albert Abreu, hey, it's amazing when he comes into a clean inning, he can pitch a 1-2-3 inning when he doesn't have inherited runners. It's great.
Yeah, that's the best way to use him. Ron Marinaccio locks it down there in the ninth. How about Aaron Hicks?
I was happy for Aaron Hicks. I'm always happy when he does well. And 3-for-4, his first three-hit game since September 28th, 2022 in Toronto. So maybe he likes hitting at Rogers Center. And Volpe with the home run off the foul pole screen. Thank you for that giant screen, by the way, Blue Jays. Because Matt Chapman nearly hit one almost in the same spot. And it went foul by like, what, 5-10 feet? And then Abreu was able to strike him out. I almost had a heart attack there. And then Volpe with the insurance run. Just what a performance by the team. And quickly, before we move to the next thing, I want to say something about Volpe, because we were talking about the defensive problems and all this stuff. And someone brought up a good point on Twitter. I can't remember who said it. He didn't really play in AAA. So he didn't really get to work on certain things at that level. He also probably didn't play on as many surfaces in AAA because, you know, now he's starting to play on turf and playing in indoor stadiums and things are slightly different. So I want to take back my, not anger, I wasn't angry with him. I was just kind of wondering what was going on with him defensively. And when I saw that tweet, I thought, yeah, okay, that totally makes sense. And now I feel bad for saying things about Anthony Volpe because that makes total sense.
Yeah, not a lot of turf fields. There weren't any that he played on last season, to my knowledge, especially at AAA. I know 100% he didn't play on any turf.
Yeah.
I believe Hudson Valley has some turf, and I think they're getting all turf, by the way, in the future. I think next year they're getting an all turf field. They're doing a lot of renovations to that ballpark. But yeah, no, to your point, yeah, I mean, he only played like 20 games with us in AAA last year. So yeah, there's, I mean, we've been saying it all year, right? Like the growing pains are there, and they're going to continue to be there. So, but yes, overall, good team win. Nice to get out of there with 3 of 4 and head to Cincinnati. So we'll see how it all works. You can catch that whole Red series over the weekend on SiriusXM beginning tonight, Friday night game at 6:40 p.m. When we come back, we are answering your questions for Fan Mail Friday.
So Rare is a revolutionary fantasy baseball game and marketplace transforming fans into owners with officially licensed digital cards featuring players from across all 30 Major League Baseball teams. Unlike other fantasy baseball platforms, So Rare managers truly own their fantasy experience, collecting, buying, selling, and competing with player cards against global opponents to win epic rewards. Win or lose, you still own your cards, and there's no cost to play. MLB game weeks happen twice weekly. They span 3 to 4 days, and at the end of each week, So Rare managers who rank at or near the top of their leaderboards win a variety of rewards. It can include So Rare scarcity cards, game tickets, merchandise, signed jerseys, and VIP experiences. Prizes may vary depending on the competition. So head to SoRare.com/LockedOn, that's spelled SoRare.com, to draft your team of free player cards, set your lineup, and start competing today to win epic rewards. Again, that's SoRare.com/LockedOn to start playing today.
Back here on Locked On Yankees. Hey, thanks for making us your first listen every single day, Monday through Friday, to the everydayers out there. Don't forget, you don't forget ever. We know you. You know us. Monday, Miners Monday. Every single Monday, we highlight the top performers in the Yankees minor league system. So you're going to make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a moment. And again, Monday, maybe not again, first time, Monday, off day. So just relax.
It's going to be the Andre Shaparo show, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, yeah. The Shaparo show is on Monday. Hey, you guys sent in your questions. Let's not waste any time here. Stacy, this first question coming here from a couple of days ago from Teacher Sama. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. My question, I was talking with a couple of friends about Sevy being turned into a closer so that he can play, quote, every day and we can preserve his arm. I know we desperately need solid starters, but Sevy wouldn't be of any use if injured. What do you think? I think it's not a totally crazy idea. Stacy, your thoughts on Sevy as a closer?
I don't think that that's that crazy of an idea because I always, once he started really getting injured, I always kind of wanted him to go to the bullpen. I don't know if as a closer necessarily, but you know, I mean, if you are only asking him to pitch like an inning, he could fire it up really hard. And I think he could be a really good closer if he was.
I'm going to go ahead and say that he will never.
Oh no, it's not going to happen. Yeah.
He will never, not that it won't even happen, that he won't even entertain that idea.
Yeah. No,
he's already doesn't like how the Yankees treat him. Let's be fair.
I know. Cause you imagine if they said, hey, by the way, we're going to put you in the bullpen. We're going to put you as closer. Okay. And he'd be like,
yeah, he'd pull a Ben Simmons and be like, nope, I'm good, bro. Thanks. Thanks for your question. Let us know, by the way, if you guys ever have any answers for these, drop them in our comment section here on YouTube. This is coming from Guy Cappuccino. Great name. 4871. First off, you are my first listen every day. Hey, and every day, or thanks for making my commutes fly by. No problem, dude. Anyway, knowing how short we are on left-handed pitching, has anyone noticed that new pitcher they have in Cincinnati? He means Kansas City. His name is Aroldis Chapman. Last I looked, he's pretty elite. Maybe he's a trade target. Stacy, reunion time? hard no shaking already.
If you're listening, I've been shaking my head for a good 10 seconds already. No.
Why not a reunion for a third time?
No, and I don't care that he threw 103 miles an hour the other day or yesterday, whenever it was. No. I had enough
hard
of
no.
I had that's a hard no. I had enough of Aroldis Chapman. No.
She's on the Matt Crook. You're on the Matt Crook train.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
He throws like 93. a little different, a little different. Okay. Thank you for your question again. And I don't, before we move on, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Yankees would entertain a reunion on a baseball standpoint because of how well he's performed this season. We've seen teams like get players back. Like that happens. Not a lot. But...
No, but I think the whole him not showing up and staying in Florida thing.
I know. That's why I said on a baseball.
Yeah. Because I think.
But on a personality standpoint, I don't think they want to mesh with that. They're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah. This is coming from Sija Nuzzi. I always say this wrong. I know it by the cat picture. That's really all I know it from. I'm a big Davey Garcia fan. I see he has come up to the show. What do you think would be the best role for Davey Garcia in the New York bullpen right now? What niche do you see him filling? Of course, he is no longer with the team right now. He got optioned back down. Stacey, a role for Davey Garcia?
Like the long man who's in a game when they're down like five.
Yeah, I feel like he's... I wouldn't say mop up, but like three inning guy.
Yeah. He's like the long guy, either when they're up by a lot or down by something and they need to preserve the, you
bridge
know,
the gap.
the elite arms in the bullpen kind of deal. I think that, and I feel bad that he's there, you know, because I just wished better for him. And every time I think of that playoff game and 2020 where they had him in for the one inning and then they brought Jay Happen, I still get so angry. It's almost 3 years ago. And every time I think about it, I'm like, ugh. So yeah, mop up guy, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily put him in that camp, but he's still very much in a proving category, right?
Yeah.
He's still very much in that role. They've messed a lot with him over the years. And I'm rooting for Davey Garcia. He's a very nice guy, very quiet guy. And he's a pretty talented artist, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Super cool guy. Thanks for your question. Thanks for always checking in. This one's coming from a new viewer, Stacey, Tom Mel 5074. I've only been watching for 3 days so far. Great job. Thank you so much. So I don't have a lot of questions about you guys, about us. I would just ask if you both agree with the direction the Yankees are going as far as personnel. I personally, for the most part, am happy with the direction of the team. Of course, there are two or three players I would not mind moving on from, but with contracts and such, I understand why they don't at this point. Stacey, your thoughts on the direction of the team?
Well,
let's start with the big club, the direction of the Yankees.
I mean, they're always going to be one of the better teams in baseball. My problem is I would like them to become a team that can win a championship. You know what I mean? And,
sure. You
know, Hal and Cashman always, I think this is a championship team. And it's like, it's the same thing every year. And it's like, no, they're not. They're not. So it feels wrong to complain because, you know, they make the playoffs year in and year out, you know, and they're usually at the top of the division or near the top of the division. And it feels bratty for me to complain about, oh, we haven't won a World Series since 2009 when other teams are sitting on 40-year droughts. But it's just... Yeah. I'm sick of the lip
being
service.
So close.
Yeah. And the lip service. I just want them to actually put them over the top.
Sure. No, I think that's valid. I don't think that you're being bratty or complaining in that regard. I mean, yes, every fan base, every team is out to win a championship, but to get as close as they've gotten, what, 6 years, 5 years in a row?
Yeah.
It stings. It starts to really sting. As far as the franchise as a whole is concerned, I like the direction of the minor leagues that the Yankees have taken. And it's in case you're a newer viewer, so you don't know. I was in the system last year working with the AAA club. And I really like the direction of their development. And I really like the direction of their pitching development in particular. Very smart people. I really like Sam Breend, who is the director of pitching for the Yankees. I really like him, and I really like what they do. So I think the upside is really high. By the way, Will Warren called up to AAA. Watch out for Will Warren. So thank you again for your question, and we're glad to have you aboard as an everydayer. So thank you so much. Last question here of the week, Stacey. This is coming from Scarseek 47, something like that. Why and how is it possible when a player goes on the 10-day IL, how is it possible to allow them to go over the 10 days? And do you think Carlos Rodon is misleading the Yankees about his back pain? Do you think he just wants to start in August when it matters? Do you think he is just milking the Yankees timeline? I'm going to take that second question first. No.
No.
He wants to be on the field. Every player wants to be on the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't sign that contract to come to the Yankees and not pitch. Yeah.
Yeah. He worked his tail off to get to where he is over the last few years at the major league level. I wouldn't say he revamped, but he really solidified that he belongs in the majors over the last few years. So he wants to be out there. The 10-day IL thing, it's really just like that's the minimum. Right. That's all. Right. The
IL, that's not like it's not a limit. It's not that you have to do 10 days. And
it's the floor. Mm-hmm. It's the floor. So yeah, you can spend 12, 13, really all it doesn't benefit is the club itself. If they leave them on longer,
right.
They're just like, oh, now we have to wait and we have to make a move and, or we can't make a move and that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's think of it more like a suggestion, but more a floor of how long they have to be on. Anything over that is just gravy. Thank you guys again for all your questions. We love doing these Friday shows. They keep us going 5 times a week. So if you want to be a part of our Friday shows, leave a comment here on the YouTube side. If you're on the audio side, jump on over and then you could be a part of our Friday shows. You can catch the series against the Reds this weekend, starting tonight at 6:40 on Sirius XM. We will be previewing that when we come back. This episode is brought to you by our new sponsor, Bird Dogs. It's the best place to buy men's shorts and pants that come with a built-in liner. I've been wearing my first couple of pairs over the last few days, and honestly, I really, really like them. They're super comfortable. They're breathable. They're light. I feel better. I feel like I look good. I don't know. I look in the mirror and I'm like, these look pretty nice. Bird Dogs, they're great. They're super comfortable, versatile, and cheaper than other reputable brands. And Locked On Yankees listeners have the opportunity to get some free stuff. Who doesn't love free stuff? When you place your first order at Bird Dogs, you will get a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with the promo code Locked On MLB. Go to birddogs.com/LockedOnMLB and you'll get that free tumbler with every order. They have tons of different styles and fits to choose from, so you'll definitely find the right one for you. Again, that is birddogs.com/LockedOnMLB. New series against the Cincinnati Reds. Stacy, hot, cold, heating up. You know we do it every new series. We had a 4-game set, so it felt like we hadn't done one in a long time.
Yeah.
Stacy, the most obvious question on the planet. On the Yankees, who's hot?
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
It's Aaron Judge. I mean, my God. Just having him back in the lineup was a big deal, but having him do what he did against Toronto was fun and awesome.
Yeah, 6-for-14 again, in case you forgot those numbers, with 4 home runs and nearly a fifth. Stacy, who is cold?
Higgy. It's Higgy. I mean, he had, I think, what did he have? At least one hit when he was, but it's just, ugh. It's also, he doesn't play that regularly, so it's kind of hard to get
he's
going.
He's gonna be now.
But now that Trevi's on the 10-day IL. What?
Where did that come from, by the way? We didn't even mention that.
Yeah, that's right, because we didn't. Yeah, it came out today while we're filming this after the win on Thursday night. And I just started laughing because Ben Rortvedt, we all know that he's a real person because he was in Toronto with the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah, I knew it. It's funny that he knows the jokes, though. I
think
that's interesting. Yeah. Stacy, I know this was going to feel good for you to say. Who's heating up?
It's Aaron Hicks. It's Aaron Hicks. I'm happy about this because a good Aaron Hicks helps the Yankees. So, yes, I'm happy that, you know, people are going to look at his overall batting average and say, how do you think he's heated? He is. He's looking better. He looks like, you know, he's having better at bats. And I feel like this game on Thursday night was big for him. The 3-for-4 and knocking in a run and just,
being a part of it, being a part of it.
Yep.
Hey, our pitching matchups for the weekend. Clark Schmidt faces Ben Lively. For Ben Lively, it's his first MLB start since 2018. He's pitched just 2 relief games up with Cincinnati this season. He was pitching well for AAA Louisville. He started and relieved throughout his career. Clark Schmidt, your thoughts on Schmidt, another go around?
I mean, I think he'll be fine. I hope he'd be fine against a team that is the only one in the NL Central with a minus run differential. Everyone else is above their minus 33.
Sheesh. Mm-hmm. Saturday, no starter named as of this recording against Luke Weaver. It's Weaver's first year in Cincinnati. He's pitched well for AAA Louisville as well. And it's his 6th start of the year. This would be Johnny Brito. Do you think they go with an opener again?
I think so, because I think they liked the way that worked out the other day. I liked the way it worked out the other day. So maybe they they have the same thought. They're like, hey, let's make this a thing.
Yeah, worked out really well. And then the Sunday finale, Luis Severino gets the ball. He faces Hunter Green. And Hunter Green's been such a weird case, former second overall pick. And he just, I mean, he's got the stuff. He just has not found success at the major league level consistently.
Yeah. And hopefully he won't on Sunday. No offense, Hunter.
he's electric, man. He is electric. I mean, outside of this game on Sunday, I am rooting for him. Overall, I think he brings a lot of talent to the majors. Again, I'm just waiting for him to see if he can put it all together, because he just hasn't been able to.
Now, Great American Ballpark is a hitter friendly park. Yes. Because it's tiny. Sure.
I don't know. Hey, grew up an Angels fan. We don't ever go to Cincinnati. I haven't watched many games against the Reds.
Yeah, I think it's known as a hitter's park. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what Aaron Judge can do there.
Well, I think it doesn't matter what kind of ballpark it is. Aaron Judge is
going to. That's true. Because, I mean, those balls he hit, you know, the two home runs that he hit the other night, it would have been out anywhere. I mean, he almost hit those things to Bloor Street in Toronto. Yeah. I mean, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, breaking Maple Leafs. Mm-hmm. You can catch that Red series starting tonight, 6:40 on SiriusXM, and you will also hear our voices on that. Not calling the game, but you'll hear us in the ads.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. We'll take over one day. Hey, don't forget, again, hit subscribe, because on Monday we have Miners Monday, where we detail out the top performers in the Yankees system, so you're not going to want to miss it. Hit sub on either YouTube or on our audio platforms. That's going to do it for another week of Yankees baseball and Locked On Yankees. I'm Steve Granato.
And I'm Stacey Gatsoulias. We'll see you on Miners Monday.